to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. This is going to be all about WrestleMania this Sunday. Thank you for having me in your living room for episode 382 of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I have Dr. Doom on the line with me now. How you doing this week, man?
Man, I'm some problem right now.
We were talking before. You like Tony Nese in a cruiserweight championship match?
Yeah.
You like Oscar in the women's battle royale? All right, all that is part of the kickoff show. Also part of the kickoff show will be the Andre the Giant battle royale. We have Braun Strowman, SNL's Colin Jost, the Michael Chi, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, No Way Jose, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, Kalisto, Grand Metalik, Lance Dorado, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, Victor, Connor, Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Otis, Tucker, EC3, and I always get this name wrong.
Andrade.
There you go. Thank you. who's your pick in the kickoff match?
I don't know. I think they shouldn't even have the battle royal, which is WrestleMania.
Wow.
No,
but these are kickoff
2 hours off. Supposed to be like 7 hours, right?
It looks that way. Yeah.
Unless they're gonna have some squash matches.
Yeah. That's what it seems to be with these battle royals. There's some other things that's going on. Let me head over to rantinradio.com real quick. And folks, you can also join us there, rantinradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button and be a part of our chat room. Or you can call in like Doom did. We're doing it back in the day, 706-993-4606 is how we're doing this. Again, 706-993-4606 is how we're doing it for this evening. While we're doing that, let me get your prediction for Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
I didn't give it to Roman Reigns. He coming back from cancer.
Damn, man. they're making it that easy, huh?
Oh yeah.
Well, since you say you're on your way, are you gonna go with Phil?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some kind of like a match, at like an indie match. I got tickets to, so I guess when he's doing Turnbuckle Throwback Live tomorrow, I'm gonna show up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm on the WrestleCon. I'm gonna be showing up to that, and I got a question I gotta ask a certain superstar about if he's somebody's father. I'll have that footage.
Somebody's father.
For the network. Yeah, you know, certain Hall of Famer. World's strongest man.
Never mind. Man, I got you now. Yeah. I got you now. Alright, let's move on. Let's move on forward. Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. Who you got?
I think they're going to be fumes. So I think Randy Orton going to get them.
Why do you pick Orton?
I want to keep the feud going.
Okay.
They need something after Raw, unless they're going to move AJ Styles Raw. switch it up a little bit.
Right. All right, let's go ahead and What's this? What is going on? Oh, never mind. I forgot it wants to do that now. Okay, now I see Captain Underpants in the room, in the chat room, and I see one other anonymous user. Anonymous user, let yourself be known. Get in here and talk about some mania. We also got Falls Count Anywhere match: The Miz versus Shane McMahon. Who you got?
Maybe The Miz. I don't know. That's a toss up.
Yeah. I'm sort of kind of liking. Oh, wait a second. Hold up 1 second. Let me add one more caller to this. Double A. I thought we had Double A.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. How you doing, man?
We got to wake this damn show up. I mean, this is the first time the Wrestling Calling Show has been on the air in a year.
Yep.
And it's WrestleMania weekend. You're kicking off the marathon, so wake the hell up. Listeners, wake up. Start calling. I mean, the hell? Come on.
Really?
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn about Randy Orton and things like that. Come on, I want to hear a call-in show like it used to be when there was all sorts of shit going on.
True that.
You gotta get warmed up.
True that, and I did kick it out to everybody that the show is on tonight. So I spoke with Rage briefly, say he may try to call in.
I better get off the call soon.
I also spoke with Big Tone, say he may call in as well, so you know, we'll see. Double A, you want to talk about anything that we've gone over so far, the Cruiserweight, the Battle Royals, anything like that?
You know what?
I've got
so many things going on this weekend. I've got three shows that I'm going to ultimately end up doing. Actually, wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, tomorrow, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. I got 5 shows this weekend.
Wow.
So I'm sure I'm going to be talking ad nauseum about these things. But I will comment about this.
Okay.
WrestleMania, because today they just added another match to the card.
Right.
I think now there's 16 matches altogether. Now, this is a bit much, all these matches and things like that. That if WrestleMania goes to 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to call out sick on Monday, even though I really can't. But it's becoming to be too much for the fan experience. I'm going to be at home sitting my big fat ass on the couch watching, and I'm going to be exhausted at the end of the night.
Right.
And I'm not there in New York where it's going to be 50 degrees and possibly raining. So I feel bad for the fans there at MetLife Stadium that are going to have to endure. Because I'm not talking about the quality of the wrestling. I'm just talking about the length of time. 2 years ago, I was in Orlando, and I sat through 8 hours of wrestling.
I remember
and
that.
And it was brutal. So, I mean, I just know from firsthand experience what it takes. But, yeah, that the length, I got an issue with the length. Other than that, I'm giddy like hell. I can't wait for Sunday. I can't wait for tomorrow, actually, because tomorrow we got NXT.
Yep.
And cheap plug, pre-show tomorrow, 6 p.m., myself and Mr. Lee Champion doing the pre-show live.
There you go.
At 6 o'clock till 6:30. We'll take you right up to bell time. The show starts at 7 on the WWE Network. But the length of time is an issue. But other than that, I'm excited. I don't give a damn who wins, who loses. Actually, I do care. But I'm excited for WrestleMania because this particular WrestleMania is very unique. We're going to find out what's going to happen in the WWE over the next 6 months. If things are done correctly, The next 6 months in the WWE are going to be mammoth. If they're done piss poor and incorrectly, like Brock Lesnar retaining, Ronda Rousey retaining, things like that, we're in store for a bumpy ride, because it's not going to be pleasant as we transition into the quote-unquote Fox era. And so, yeah, we got a very interesting night ahead of us on Sunday. And
it might be a riot.
There could be. I mean, those people in New Jersey and New York got no manners. So,
yeah.
They really don't.
So we'll see.
We will see. What I don't get this no-hold bars match, or Bart match. If Triple H loses, his in-ring career is over. It's over anyway.
No. he won't wrestle at all, period. But you know that that's not going to be the case, which means Batista is not going to win, which defeats the purpose of him returning and having this match. I don't understand why this is on the card. It would have been better suited for Triple H to face somebody else, but or Batista facing somebody else, but then who would Batista face? The match really should not be happening. There's a few matches that probably shouldn't be happening, but I understand they want to get everybody on the card. They want everybody to participate. Yeah, Baron Corbin and Kurt Angle. I still have hopes that match actually won't happen. But the way things are going, it looks like it's going to be Samoa Joe and John Cena at WrestleMania. So we'll see.
What the hell are the Iconics doing in any tag team championship match?
They're going to win the titles.
You think so?
It's possible.
Wow.
If that happens, Double A, I don't know what I'll do.
That's a swerve. They're going to just swerve us. There's only two possible teams that could win.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix and Natalya, or the Iconics.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
I gotta go with Natalya and Beth. That would be my pick. and I'm a big, huge Billie Kay fan, but nah. You might be right though, Double A. They might just swerve you, you know, just for the hell of it.
There's a lot of swerves that we're gonna be
speaking about. What's going on with WrestleMania weekend was a hot button topic that was on the group page today about the whole Joey Ryan at WrestleCon. You gonna talk about that tonight?
Double A, I think you had some very vaunted comments on Facebook about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. If the industry is going in that direction, I'm probably gonna be like Jim Cornette and not watch any of the current stuff, and then I'll just. You know what I'll start doing? I'm going to start doing pre- and post-shows for pay-per-views that are 30 years old. You know, it's sad. Now, Joey Ryan clarified and said that nobody's actually going to be touching his penis. But,
I'm going
you
to
know,
a low blow.
But they're going to touch it. Listen, I know he's not going to whip it out. I'm not that stupid. But It wouldn't surprise me if he is protected. Let's say he's wearing a cup, and he's wearing, you know, trunks and whatever. So he'll be well protected and covered. But still, there's going to be a rowdy. If in fact they're allowing him to actually, you know, cup him, so to speak, you know that there's going to be a rowdy. You know that there's going to be a rowdy fan that is going to be a little aggressive.
Yeah. I agree.
It's going to be a dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Of course it'll be a dude. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Now, let me...
It's sad. It really is sad that that's going on.
It is.
Over there. And they're doing it because they now want... Because at first, all these little things that they were doing was killing the business, but now they're just doing it on purpose to piss off everybody.
Yep.
What do you think about all these indie? What do you guys think about all these indie shows that are doing shows during WrestleMania? Are these indie promotions kind of piggybacking off WWE, or is WWE piggybacking off of them?
Well, So they're piggybacking off WWE. That's because WrestleMania is a staple in the spring.
Right.
And ever since the, I think it's ever since about 2000 and, I want to say about 2007, I want to say, it's been commonplace to have, you know, events around WrestleMania ever since WWE expanded, you know, what ultimately became Access. So WWE made a whole weekend out of it, and why not? Why not try to profit off WWE? Because if you got to look at it this way, when WrestleMania was in Orlando, it's hard. It's going to be hard to gauge in New York because in New York, the city of New York has 8 million people,
yep,
and a lot of them are wrestling fans. But in Orlando, I think the population in Orlando is 1.5 million people, but you have 500,000 people who flew in just to attend wrestling events, and only 80,000 people bought tickets to WrestleMania. So it's a big deal, and a lot of people fly in for the ancillary events and things like that. But if there was no WWE, none of those other events would happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
WWE doesn't profit off those indie shows.
Good point. All right, let's look at the rest of this card very quickly. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Usos versus The Bar versus Aleister Black and Ricochet versus Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura. Who you guys got? Poor Shinsuke. I just want to say that. Poor Shinsuke.
Well, I think there it's going to be Black and Ricochet because they're going to take the tag titles in NXT and be dual champions. That'll last all of 5 minutes, but they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
They're probably going to drop those titles on NXT.
Probably.
New Dusty Classic or something.
Because I believe we've got Monday and Tuesday, so Tuesday they would go to SmackDown with both titles, and I believe Thursday of next week they will tape a round of NXT TV tapings that'll air the following week. So, I have a feeling they're gonna at least make one stop as the NXT Tag Team Champions on SmackDown.
That'd be awesome to see him with both belts. Why do you guys think Vince is doing Shinsuke into an even bigger point, Asuka, like he's been booking him?
I think after the failed feud with Nakamura and AJ, because I think everybody, their expectations were way too high on that feud, and it ended up blowing up in everybody's face. The match fell flat, at least the one at WrestleMania did. And so that kind of left a sour taste in everybody's mouth, and including creative. Asuka, I mean, when she lost that title, the only thing she had going for her was that undefeated streak.
Right.
I don't have a problem with Charlotte being the champion.
It should have happened at the pay-per-view before this.
No, I don't think so. I think it was good. It was good that the last minute thing was to have it as a winner-takes-all match.
I got a feeling that all the titles about to be unified.
It's possible. Like it.
I heard a rumor about that yesterday, that you could see that. That you can very well see that.
I think the women's title will be unified at least, because now that they got the women's tag team titles, that is a floating title. I think the women's title will also be floating, because there's not enough women on the roster to justify all these titles.
Well, I'm talking about they can make it to like an IC title, mid card belt.
For the women?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who would, what woman would you put as an IC champion? Huh? It's kind of interesting to think about. I don't know who you would put in that spot, though.
Well, you can develop some women.
Yeah. You could. Someone, bring somebody like a, you know, I don't know, maybe Liv Morgan? That doesn't sound, too bad.
I don't know. Yeah, she's she's very green still.
Yeah, she is. She is. And nobody wants Nia Jax with a title. Or Tamina. So that tells me right then, you know, they ain't gonna win. They're not gonna win the tag team championships.
I wouldn't mind Nia. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was an okay champion when she was the champion.
Yeah.
But again, her title reign lasted. I think the coffee got cold by the time she lost the title.
Yeah.
So. But I don't know. I'm just the wrestlers that are there right now in the WWE, and I'm talking about in all divisions, need to be shaken up drastically. Like when they do this draft or the superstar shakeup in 2 weeks, because that's supposedly what's going to happen in Montreal. I don't think the shakeup really does any good when, we're going to take Sasha and Bayley from Raw and put them on SmackDown, and we're going to take Peyton Royce and Billy Kay from SmackDown and put them on. That doesn't do anything. It needs to be a drastic change. They need to really, like, shake things up. I honestly believe that with the way NXT is growing now, it's time to start sending people back to NXT.
Huh.
And not look at it as a demotion.
Right.
I would look at it as an opportunity to be utilized in a different capacity. But I would start sending some people back, some key players back to NXT. Not top talent, but I would send Tyler Breeze. I would send Zack Ryder down to NXT. I would even send people that maybe have never been in NXT,
right.
And I would send them to NXT.
Tony C, you with me, man?
Rocky Balboa, Rocky Balboa. There's a man out here want to speak with you this evening. Rocky Balboa.
Tony C, what's up, my brother? How you doing,
man? Trying to figure out why y'all sitting up here trying to put down Kofi Mania like this. That should be the topic of discussion.
Oh, were they doing that before I called in? Shame on you.
We're terrible. I was taking it from the bottom to the top. Now we're here, but it's all good. It's all good. We can go ahead.
Man, when the wrestler called in, so had a format, a run sheet.
That's true. That is so true.
We don't do run sheets on the wrestling segment.
This show might be on too early. That could be the issue.
That could be the issue.
It's not 11:00.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the next thing you know, you're going to talk about, you taking commercial breaks now? You got sponsors now?
Yeah. Oh, man. But
wrestling call-in show sponsored by Oreo Cookies. Double stuff.
Let me ask everybody.
Sponsored by that hotel in Davenport.
I still remember that damn hotel, man. Damn.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I still remember the water I spent $40 on. But let me go ahead and do this real quick. You brought up Kofi Mania. Do you guys think Kofi has a legit shot at this?
Absolutely. Kofi's gonna walk out the damn champion.
I think he will too.
He's going to walk out the champion, and in 2 weeks' time, mark my words, 2 weeks from now, Big E and Xavier Woods are going to turn on him.
Yep.
No, I think Big E's going to turn on him. Listen. I can't see Xavier Woods being a heel. Kofi's going to be the first black champion, world champion we can be proud of since Union came.
in 1990.
Oh,
okay.
Dang. I'm gonna tell you something right now. This is a AA exclusive.
Okay.
I'm saying right here on the Wrestling Call-In Show, because I think the last time I was on this show was like 2012 or whatever, but it's been a long time. And here's what I'm gonna put out there as a prediction and as a possible swerve and something that's gonna quote unquote break the internet, because I'm about to hang up soon and you guys can talk about this.
Oh, we got the tape hang up. We got the tape rolling, my friend.
Seth Rollins defeats Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns comes out to celebrate and turns on Rollins.
Oh.
Get ready, because that's going to happen on Sunday. I'll talk to you guys later. I just got home.
Talk to you later, man. Thank you for joining me, man. Appreciate later. You.
No problem.
Ain't that a bitch? No, that ain't happening, because Seth Rollins ain't winning.
Seth Rollins can win that match, man. The Brock Lesnar experiment is done, dog.
No, he ain't, because even if he lose, in August, he's going to take the belt from Kofi when he on SmackDown.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a guy's question, going back to Kofi for a quick second. If Kofi wins, we have a long run or a short run?
So August
gonna just heel turn if Big E maybe not. Well, they might feud in the next couple months.
Oh, and I do want to say this real quick. I don't want to say the superstar Billy Graham. You were talking all that shit last week about Kofi Kingston being a champion. You were disguising it because you don't see how a 147-pound guy can be the champion, dude. Daniel Bryan is a hamburger away from what Kofi Kingston is. We all know your agenda. We all know what you was talking about. So, superstar Billy Graham, you can go straight to hell. Go ahead, fellas.
Hey, he's a dick. But
Daniel Bryan don't like cheeseburgers, right? I still remember that promo, okay?
But you get what I'm saying.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say this all weekend long. If Brock Lesnar loses to Seth Rollins, mm-hmm. going to SmackDown, and at SummerSlam, he's going to take that belt from Kofi Kingston. Because you got to keep in mind, they're going to Fox in what, October?
I think so.
All the big names are getting ready to go to SmackDown. The Raw is going to legitimately come to B-Show. So... Well, everybody who thinks if he's
going to Superstar,
you finna fuck. Especially now, it's a rumor out there that says if he re up long term, he definitely ain't lose the Seth Rollins. So, but you know, they don't know until the day of or a couple of days before.
See, man,
I
think a lot of people are tired of Brock. I think a lot of people are tired of Brock.
Yep.
Man, they hating on that man.
It's the same. Because it's the same thing.
No gimmick. That they give me.
6 months.
But that's the gimmick, though. He's an attraction. You got to pay to see him. That is what it is at this point. If he go back to the wrestling thing, then... That's a different gimmick. Gimmick he got now.
Real quick, once again, shout out to Pastor Sadell in the chat. Shout out to Pastor Sadell. I saw him in the chat earlier. Shout out to Pastor Sadell.
I ain't gonna hit on nobody for getting the bag, man.
Hey, but I'm just saying, it's like because you saw it earlier this week. Seth Rollins was in there. And the same suplex. Dude.
Nope.
That's the gimmick.
He lazy, but... Hey, guys, I'm going to hit y'all later this weekend, man. I'm going to get back on the road.
Anything, man. Appreciate you calling in.
All right,
man.
Peace.
Well, Tony, see, let's continue to go over this card as we kick off WrestleMania weekend. But you do pick Kofi to win the title this weekend, this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'd be shocked if he don't win.
I think there's going to be some riots if he don't. I really
think. I mean, just think of the last, like, the WWE title changed hands. Didn't it change hands last year?
Yeah.
Who was the champion last year?
It did. Wasn't it, it escapes me at the current time. Hold on.
I can't even remember.
Me neither. Yeah, I'm just getting home.
Because Brock was a champion on that show. And was it AJ?
I think it was AJ.
Yeah, it was AJ.
It was AJ. Yeah.
And AJ won. So I think both belts may change hands. So
it could. Let me ask you this. As you said, I'm going to skip around. U.S. Championship, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. Why they always do Rey like this?
Good Rey little, got hurt.
Good little man versus good big man.
Is he still in that match? I thought he got hurt.
Looks to be he's still in there.
Oh, well, he's going to lose anyway. Rey Mysterio in the match, he's going to lose. I'm thinking John Cena's going to make a run in and fill his spot.
You might see that. That's something that can happen that night.
And make Surfer realize it. He'll come back. Surfer have a great Sunday.
Yeah, well, Surfer would be ecstatic, boy. He would be ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Yes. Ecstatic. If that happens.
You can't see me bands on, wristbands on.
How do you think Bobby Lashley's being his IC champ? Good, bad, or you?
Oh my God!
Are you indifferent?
Yeah. Indifferent.
Yeah. He ain't bad.
My whole thing my whole thing is with the demon is anytime dude Bray out a demon, you know he's gonna win.
Yeah.
So it was like.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He like 50-50 as Finn Balor.
Yeah.
But he 100% winning percentage as the demon. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Just to see Bobby Lashley win it, beat it at the IC champ, though. You know, I guess that's a good thing. You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. I
guess but it's going to come to an end on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably going to get squashed by the demon, too.
Yep.
And my whole thing is, like, what's the difference between the demon and Finn Balor?
Other than that entrance.
A bunch of paint. A
bunch of paint and a different entrance.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about... Let me get your opinion on this. AA said the Iconics might win. WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. Sasha and Bayley are your champions. Versus the Iconics. Versus Nia Jackson, Tamina Snuka. Versus Natty and Beth Phoenix. Who you got?
I mean, they probably ain't going to let the champs retain. So, you probably go with Beth Phoenix and Natalya.
That's what I'm taking.
Bringing her back out of retirement.
That's what I'm taking, too. AA picked the Iconics, and I get that. And I get that because they're somewhat...
That's a sleeper pick.
Yeah. And, you know...
You going with the underdog.
Yeah. And I love Billie Kay because I know her history. But, yeah, I'm going with Natty and Beth Phoenix, that's for sure. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. The Usos are your champions versus The Bar versus Aleister Black versus Ricochet versus Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura. Poor Shinsuke. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go to Raw, so.
Yeah, post Shinsuke. I feel for Shinsuke, man. I do. I feel him. I feel for him.
Yeah, man. That was... Last year, he was in a WWE title match, right? Mm-hmm. He won a Royal Rumble, right?
Mm-hmm. I still feel for Nakamura, though, man. I still feel
for him. Yeah, he fell from grace.
Yeah. Quick, too. When you look at it at the end of the day.
He got, what, 2 rematches?
Mm-hmm.
for the title and couldn't get it done.
Couldn't get neither one of them. Yep, that's right. That's right. And something else I want to bring
but
up.
But I say...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, when they do the draft, Raw is going to have some, like, intriguing matchups over there for Seth Rollins if they win that, if he win that belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, different people like that.
Yep.
So, and then Finn Balor probably going to SmackDown once he win the IC belt. They'll probably put the U.S. title on Raw.
Yeah, I think so.
So, they'll have some fresh matchups over there. And then Kofi will have some people to run through for the summer.
Mm-hmm. So you think Kofi will hold on to it till August?
Yep.
Assuming that he wins.
Especially if Brock lose tomorrow. I mean, if Brock Lesnar lose that title Sunday... He pretty much booked that he going to SmackDown, and it's going to be him and Kofi Kingston. And you going to see Brock Lesnar again until about July. SummerSlam time.
Yeah.
Because they're going to build Kofi up.
They are.
They're going to let Kofi get a nice little run, 4 month run, 3-4 month run, and he's not going to be the champion when SmackDown go to Fox.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
But just for him to get it.
Oh, yeah. Mean,
you know, that means something, man. Just for him to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people count The Rock. I get it. I understand if you think that way. But a lot of people view The Rock more Samoan than anything else. But, you know, I still think that this would be a great thing if it happens. Great thing.
It's going to happen, man. Yeah,
great thing if it happens, man. You know, I'm looking forward
it's
to it.
It's going
to
happen, man.
Yeah.
The swerve. Now, that would be the ultimate swerve if he don't win. But I think, because, you know, WrestleMania is always one of them title matches. One of them not going to win, I believe.
Yeah.
Since you making me think now.
Think
either Seth Rollins is going to lose or Kofi Kingston is going to lose.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who it benefits. I'm trying to think who it benefits more for either. Does it benefit Daniel Bryan to win over Kofi, which I don't think it does. It definitely don't benefit Brock for beating Seth. It doesn't benefit either one for the champions to come out other than hold on to their titles.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think
the thing to do with Lesnar, me personally, to keep that character strong as they want him to be, is let him beat Seth Rollins, and then he get dropped to SmackDown. He just has to drop the title.
Kind of like they did Bobby Lashley back in the day when he was a champ at ECW. You got drafted, you got to give him the belt, cuz.
Exactly. Because I'm going to tell you like this, real rap. If Seth Rollins could beat Brock Lesnar, if they let Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar, you should let Kofi Kingston beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
That's just in my opinion.
Right.
Because Kofi can go just as hard as Seth.
Let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship match, and this is supposed to be winner takes all. Ronda Rousey, who is your champion, versus
it's Charlotte. Not just the Raw Women's Championship match.
Yeah, it's everything.
It's the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship match.
Yeah, it's everything. You got Ronda in it. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. Who you got? My money on Becky.
My money's on Charlotte, actually. Because Vince is so in love with
her. I don't get why either. I don't understand it. Is it just a
flat daughter?
Is it just a flat
daughter? Because of her look, man. some titties.
Yeah, but she ain't got no ass, dude.
She's the most bustiest woman they have up there.
But, dude, she built like the number one. She got no ass.
I know. Vince ain't looking at that. Vince looking at no tatas.
The bitch is, she is in a no ass. I got Becky because I think it benefits Becky tremendously if she wins. She's already there. She's already the top merch seller in the E right now. I just think I would pick her because it benefits her more to me than it does anybody else. Ronda's been the champ for how long now? Charlotte's been a 7-time champion before becoming 8th. So I got Becky because I think it benefits her more.
I hear you. Ronda's actually the underdog to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's getting ready to take some time off anyway.
Yeah. So
and, like I said, it's going to tell a lot if her and Brock lose. Because both of them lose, that means they're both going to SmackDown.
Yep.
So you got to keep that in mind, too.
Are you interested in any of these kickoff show matches at all?
Oh, my God, no. I ain't got nothing to do with that kickoff show, yo. Y'all can have that. Y'all can have that, my friend.
I just think these kickoff shows.
I got nothing to say about the kickoff show.
I just think these kickoff shows is just to give the rest of the talent down on the main card something to do.
But the show already too long, man. They need to find less to do.
Right here live on Rant In Radio, WrestleMania post show, 3:00 in the morning.
For real.
2:30, 3:00 in the morning.
You getting texts. Oh, are we doing a post show? Oh my God.
Double A be calling in from
you know that there. Triple threat gonna go a minute cause
yep.
No DQ.
Yep.
So yeah, triple threat is in big gold.
Another thing too, Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. Why?
Oh my God, they could have put that on the pre-show.
I can even do kickoff match too.
Or left it off completely.
And I think another match they could have left off was Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. They could have left that off because you know Roman going to win.
They could have saved that for Extreme Rules or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a Monday Night Raw. This is a Monday Night Raw match.
Don't forget, you got Orton versus Styles. You got Orton versus Styles. That might be okay.
Yeah, that's going to be okay.
That's going to be okay.
That might actually steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to go on as a...
Me neither.
You know with AJ Styles in the mix.
Yeah. Because you know him and Orton going to tear it up. Falls Count Anywhere, The Miz versus Shane McMahon.
Oh, my God.
They could have kept that. They could have kept that.
For real.
They could have kept that.
Then you two need to get away from each other because that never made any sense anyway. So me is about to go to the Raw anyway, after this. So,
see, I don't understand.
The
thing I don't understand, somebody missing off this card, man. How are you going to leave R-Truth off this card? How?
He had his run as U.S. champion, man.
He did. He had a decent run, too. That wasn't no bad run.
No, it wasn't. Mm-mm.
That wasn't no bad run. It was a decent run.
But Carmella get a WrestleMania payday, and he don't.
Yeah.
He not in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Nope.
I thought he was.
They put Vic Dancona in, though. That wouldn't have been me.
They could have surely been in the locker room in the back for that.
How they gonna keep double A favorite wrestler, R-Truth, from Mania?
Exactly.
That's just jacked up, man. You think the Usos gonna lose that tag team? You think the Usos time to lose?
Didn't they deal up or did they re-up?
They re-upped.
Oh.
And some people...
They're probably gonna lose, yeah.
And some people on Facebook actually had the audacity to get mad.
What, that they re-up?
That they re-up. We want to see them go somewhere else and compete against other competition, dude. Other fans can't pay them the money. Vince can pay them.
Exactly. We want to see the Usos go somewhere and take a pay cut.
Yeah. I like to see the Usos in AEW versus so. Man, come on, dude. Really?
Ain't happening, player.
Well, I'm agreeing with AA. I do like Aleister Black and Ricochet to win the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I like that pick.
And they gonna have two sets of belts because they probably gonna win NXT ones too, right?
Yep. Yep, that is.
Now that'd be something.
Yeah, that'd be something to see. I can't wait to see that. Then I have both sets for at least a week.
Because is the Velveteen Dream wrestling this weekend?
If he's doing it,
is he wrestling tomorrow?
If he's doing it, he's doing it in NXT, and I think he is wrestling tomorrow. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That's a good question.
That's the only person I watch in NXT.
Yeah.
He is wrestling tomorrow?
Hold on. My computer froze up. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. When you said, yeah, I thought.
My computer froze. This bitch still froze. Oh, no, okay, it did switch over. Okay, good. Let me see. April 5th, 2019, Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York. WWE UK Championship, Pete Dunne versus Walter. Tag Team Championships, we talked about War Raiders versus Aleister Black and Ricochet. NXT North American Championship, the Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle. A rattle, and some folks I've heard called him. NXT Women's
Championship.
My boy. NXT Women's Championship. Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair versus Lashiri versus Kairi Sane. Let me say this. I don't hate Kairi Sane. I got in a conversation, I think, with some one of the wrestling groups on Facebook. I don't have an issue with Kairi Sane at all. But I don't think she's going to win this match. And then, of course, we have Johnny Gargano, NXT Championship, 2 out of 3 falls. Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole. So, Dream is.
They need to start doing what AA suggested. People need to go to NXT. Then one week you might see them on Raw. I mean, it's too much. You got 3 promotions, man.
Yep.
Spread some of the talent around.
Yeah. Spread that thing around.
If you're not getting the burn on the main, you know, Raw.
Yep. And one last thing, my girl Ember Moon should be back soon. I saw her in some promotional footage for WWE, so she should be back soon. Yes.
Yes, what happened? Lord. She got hurt?
She had got hurt. Mm-hmm. Well, she should be back soon.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Be back soon.
Somebody's been pregnant like JoJo.
Man, you know what? You can be happy for Bray on one hand, but on the other hand, you got to pay child support, possibly alimony, and then take care of the new one you got now. Dude.
Her daddy got money, so she don't need his money.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Jose offered me?
Okay, I wasn't aware that was her daddy. Okay.
Yeah.
So he'll be alright.
He come for money.
He'll be alright.
Yeah, don't worry about no Bray Wyatt.
He'll be alright. Boy. Is there anything
else? He didn't waste no time.
He didn't. And I don't blame him.
No. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Don't blame him at all. All right, let me see. Is there anything else we need to... Oh, what's the menu? What's going to be a WrestleMania meal?
That's tough, man, because Sunday is a lot of stuff closed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't even know what I want to do, man. I may get some wings Saturday for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great question.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
What are you looking at?
I don't know yet. I'll be coming home from work. So I don't know. I couldn't get Sunday off, which is why I'm doing tonight. So I don't know yet. Maybe wings for me as well.
Next year, man.
We got a wing place around the corner from my house. So we may end up doing that.
Okay. Next year it's in Tampa, man. You need to gather up the crew and come on down to Tampa, man.
Oh, we can do that. Most definitely. We can do that.
So,
most definitely.
St. Pete area, something.
Most definitely, man. We can do that. Just keep me the hell away from Davenport. God, that place was. God,
yeah,
man.
That's further down the road, man. No, you got to worry about that.
Jesus, boy, ain't shit there but a Publix.
Exactly. That was your bad. You didn't do your due diligence.
No, I didn't. I just listened to other folks.
But you learn now. You got to learn today.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Ooh, let me see. Is there anything else going on we need to talk about real quick? Nope. I don't see anything else at all.
No. I mean, we did a good hour. You know, you did almost an hour. Everybody a chance to call in. We're going to speak their mind.
Why is Alexa... Why is Alexa Bliss the host of this thing? Why?
Because they needed something for her to do. And not, you know, get hurt. You know, so that's why they did that, man. They're just trying to look out for
her. I hate her. And don't tell me, yeah, she's doing her job if you hate her. No. No.
Why you hate Alexa Bliss?
No. Because, man, it's like...
small? No. Nah, compact?
It ain't that. It's just the fact that people are willing to give her a pass. I still don't think she's very good in the ring. I don't think Carmella's very good in the ring. But yet and still, because of what they look like, because of male appreciation, I guess, kind of like Vince is with Charlotte, at least Charlotte can go. But... you give Alexa Bliss a pass. She's terrible in the ring. Carmella is terrible in the ring. And they get passes. But other ladies don't get the same pass or don't get the benefit of the doubt. You know.
What are you speaking about?
You know, I'll just throw a name out there. That Facebook people, you know, fans on Facebook and other fans seem to think is bad. Naomi.
Well, they ain't watch Naomi. They don't watch. They more probably look at her gimmick. Because she's very athletic to be, you know, to look how she look. You know what I'm saying? Busted girl, big butt.
Yeah.
But she can move.
Yeah.
You know? She can move.
Mm-hmm. And she beat Bliss.
Oh.
She beat Bliss a couple years back when Bliss was still on SmackDown, but everybody want a dog Naomi. Everybody want a dog her. And it's like
she'll probably end up on Raw too.
She probably will. But yet and still, you give Bliss a pass. you give Mella a pass. Hell, you have Mella beat Asuka. What? In what bizarre world does that happen? That's the only thing. Man. Ooh.
That is bizarre world, my friend.
And people still ask me, why do you watch Shimmer? Why do you watch WSU? Because of that bull crap right there. That's why.
I can't get mad at you for that one.
So, I'm fine with everything else. I'm cool with Elias doing his little musical act. I'm cool with the guest correspondents from SNL. I ain't got no problem with that. But, man, please.
Miss me with all that other stuff.
Miss me with this bliss crap. And let me tell you, these guys will just flock to her gimmick like it ain't nothing. Like it ain't nothing. She's my goddess, Alexa Bliss. She's the goddess. She's our goddess. She's your goddess. No, the hell she ain't.
That's the internet, people, man.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's why you got to unplug from some of that internet stuff.
You do. You really do. I might just exit my way out that group. I'm only in it for one reason. Me and the group creator are pretty good friends, but I might just see my way out, because that's the only thing that they don't. It's like no other woman can get appreciated with that particular group. So it is what it is. All right, I want to thank everybody for having us back. 382 is in the books, and it has been a success. We'll do this again all next year, hopefully around a Sunday. We'll probably do it Sunday afternoon next year.
Yeah, you got to get off in advance, man.
Oh, God, yeah, man.
Put in your vacation time, man.
I tried to get Sunday off, but my boss had something she had to do with a kid. So what the hell am I going to say to that? I don't have mine this Sunday. So, it's all good. All right. I want to say thank you, AA, for calling in. Thank you for Doom calling in on his road trip. Thank you for Tony C. Thank you for calling in, man. Don't forget, we'll be back Monday night with the sports report. I got a lot to say on the sports report, too. So definitely join us 11 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. Yeah, AA gave me the okay to come on 11, dude. So that was a good thing. So definitely join us for the sports report, as well as all the other fine programming here on Rant In Radio, the Shining Wizards, the Rant, and Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Definitely join us for all of that. If there's nothing else, I want to thank everybody. Tony C, you have a great night, man.